Hello and welcome to another edition of A Day at the Beach podcast. This time it's number 118. I am your host, Clint Beachwood. I am grateful for bands that contact me with new music. If I had to go out and find new music, I would not have half the stuff that I play now. I am sure of it. I was recently contacted by the Aircats band. They come from St. Petersburg, Russia. They have two albums available, and I'm going to play their most recent, Invisible Aircats. And the song I'm going to start the show off with is Brothers in the Storm. Really cool sound coming from this three-piece band. Again, they're called the Aircats Band, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach.
Thank you. This is John Paul from the Tikiaki Orchestra and Insect Surfers and whoever other surf band will have me. And you're listening to A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood. This is Dave Arnson of the Insect Surfers, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach, the premier surf podcast in the galaxy.
A pretty little song there by Los Kahunas from their Seven Mars CD. seven seas, if you want to interpret that into English. Or is it translate that into English? Goofing Around With You was the name of the song by Los Kahunas out of Argentina. Insect Surfers before that doing Stingray from a live recording called Live in the Valley of the Sun. The Razor Blades in front of that from their brand new release, New Songs for the Weird People. We heard You Make My Heart Go Boom. And the Aircats Band started things off with Brothers in the Storm from their Invisible Aircats album. Whew, nice songs to set off, start off the set, eh? We got lots more to come. Johnny and the Shaymen have a new release. Actually, it's kind of a greatest hits and an all-inclusive thing by Johnny and the Shaymen. If you don't know who they are, you might have heard of Victor Vector of Manor Astroman. Well, that just happens to be Johnny of Johnny and the Shaymen. I'm going to play a song off of this new album called Anthology of Espionage. The song I'm playing is Boris Baum. Again, the band is Johnny and the Shaymen, and the show is A Day at the Beach. Well, I should have saved that for the Halloween podcast, huh? A cool song there by Los Huaquisans out of Spain. The song is called El Tío Capunas, Old Uncle Capunas, from their album Hits, All Their Greatest and More by Los Huaquisans. In front of that, we heard the Moz out of South Africa with Depth Charge from their album EP, To Hell With the Moz. Let's see, and Johnny and the Shaman from their new release, Anthology of Espionage. 2-CD release. I think it has everything they've ever released. And we heard Boris Bomb by Johnny and the Shaman. My name is Clint Beachwood, by the way, and I haven't mentioned this for some time, but I have a mailing list that I put out to those who are interested in knowing when I release a podcast, because I only do it about once a month. I try to do it around the first of the month. Sometimes I'm right on, sometimes, like this month, I'm a few days off. If you want to be on that mailing list, then the only thing I use it for is just to announce the podcast. In fact, I rarely look at it, actually, and if you reply to that, I'm not very good at getting back to you because I don't look at it very often. But if you want to be on the email list, just give me a holler. Tell me you want to be on it. I'll throw your name on there, and if you ever want to be off of it, just let me know, and off you come. Okay? But a lot of people want to know when the podcasts are released, especially when I'm giving something away and I ask for the first listener to respond, such as last week. Paul of Ohio won again. Paul is an awesome listener, and he is right on top of things, and I'll gladly give things away if he's going to be the first one to respond after listening to a podcast. I gave away the Ghastly Ones Target Draculon, which was donated to the podcast by another faithful listener who goes by the moniker of Moby Duck. He lives sort of out in Lancaster, Victorville, the high desert area of Southern California. We got together at the Winter Surf Fest here in Southern California that our good friend Jeff Big Tiki Dude put on this past January, and I think he won it as a raffle, and he already had it, and he passed it on to me to give away to you. So, Paul, congratulations on winning. Moby Duck, thanks for donating the CD. And Ghastly Ones, thanks for providing such awesome music in the form of a CD this time around. Okay, the song ends, so it's time to move on. The band is Verborate, and the song is Zacco.
Quando la musica finisce, raccogli la pistola e cerca di sparare. Cerca. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce with the Glasgow Tiki Shakers, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood.
Thank you.
from a brand new album by the Coffin Daggers from New York City. The song is called Sidearm from their album Aggravatin' Rhythms. Thought I'd throw Sidearm on. It's opening day, or at least right around there, of the baseball season here in the United States. My own San Diego Padres opened up against the Los Angeles Dodgers today. The last I looked, I think the Dodgers were up 15-0. Not a promising season for the Padres again. Speaking of the Padres, before the Coffin Daggers, we heard the Compadres, the Compadres from Ecuador, with a song called Melilla y Fez from their album Surf Desde Latitude Zero, or Surf from Latitude Zero, because they're from Ecuador, right on the equator. What do you know? The Glasgow Tiki Shakers before that, with a very smooth song called Velvet Surf, and that comes from their album The Glasgow Tiki Shakers in Venice, introduced by the lovely Joy Seiko, bass player for the Glasgow Tiki Shakers. Perhaps my favorite bass player in all of surf music, Joy Seiko. I don't know if you are friends with Dusty Watson, the drummer of Slacktone, currently drummer of Sonics, who are touring the world with Robert Plant. But anyway, I am a friend of his, and you should be. If you're not a friend of Dusty, just go ask for his friendship, and I'm sure he'll give it to you. Dusty is one of the nicest guys in the world. But anyway, one of his pride and joys is a black Triumph motorcycle that he loves to ride when he has a rare few minutes at home. And what do you know, the Retroliners on their new album called Mods and Rockers just happen to have a song called Black Triumph. So I'm going to play this for Dusty if he's out there riding around on his Triumph motorcycle. This is for you. All right, this is A Day at the Beach, number 118.
Thank you.
That's Slacktone with Misterioso from their debut album, Warning, Reverb Instrumentals by Slacktone. Up next is I got one song over the internet by a band from Slovenia called the Startime Playboys. I think they're more of a rockabilly band, but they certainly have this one song here called I'm Surfish. And again, they come from Slovenia. Again, the band is called the Startime Playboys. You're listening to A Day at the Beach.
Dangerous, tricky, and sexy.
Those were the Vivisectors here on A Day at the Beach with a song called Cowboy Surfer. They're from Russia, but they have since transplanted to New York. So welcome, Vivisectors, to the United States. Good to have you. The Startime Playboys before that from Slovenia with I'm Surfish from a digital single they sent me. And Slacktone with Mysterioso from their very first album, Warning Reverb Instrumentals. I have another new album here by a band called The Splashdowns. They come from Hamburg, Germany. And Germany just continues to put out awesome, wonderful surf music. The album is called Back to the Moon in 2022. These are The Splashdowns with Space Race.
Thank you.
A new band from the Netherlands, Stories from Shame Hill is the name of the band. The EP is Same Same But Different, and the song you just heard was the Cannonball Rum theme. Let's see, before that, it was the Splashdowns out of Germany with Space Race from their Back to the Moon album. The Vivisectors before that with Cowboy Surfer. I'm going to play one more song by the Thirst and Lava Tube to wrap things up here on podcast number 118. But if I may throw out just a little bit of trivia here for you. I did podcast number one on July 2nd, 2010. And my method of doing the podcast basically is to play a lot of the new things I get. If I get an album, like the Razor Blades album that's brand new, which has about, I think, 15, 17 songs on it, I'll probably play three, maybe four songs off of an album with that many songs on it. Off of an EP like the one we just heard that only has four songs, I'll probably just play one song, maybe two if I really, really like it. But I don't like to play everything on an album or a release just because the goal here is for you to go out and buy the things from the bands so that the bands can recoup a little of the expenses that they incurred in putting out this awesome music for you, the listener. And all I say is recoup the expenses, because chances are they're not going to be making money on a lot of these albums they put out. But anyway, 2010, I did my first podcast, and I have been going through my entire collection. I play off the on the older albums I have that aren't new. I will play one song from each CD, and I will put it back on the shelf, and I won't play that CD until the next time around, until I have completely gone through my entire collection. And today is the first time I have completed my entire music collection of surf music to play on the podcast. It has only taken me about 6 years to go through my entire collection by only playing one song off of each album that I have in my possession. And that doesn't count the 2 to 4 songs that I play on the newer stuff. So anyway, it's time to start repeating CDs. I won't repeat the song because I keep track of the songs I play, and I will not repeat another song. I have not repeated one song, for the most part, from any of the albums that I have played on the podcast. So I'm trying to bring you a good variety of surf music, and I'm playing everything that I have. You may like some, you may not like the others, but at least you have the opportunity to hear what's out there. All right, let's conclude things with the Thirst and Lava Tube from their album The Pink Elephant with Nipples for Tusk. And don't judge me by just because I'm playing this song last and it's completed my entire collection. There's just a coincidence that this album is the last one of my collection that I'm playing for you. The Thirst and Lava Tube is a unique band, and they do come up with some unique titles for both albums and songs. For example, I thought about playing this song here. It is the music of the Thirst and Lava Tube, but it is performed here by Pigeons. Not going to play that song. Another one, I Didn't Bite the Dinosaurs. Not going to play that song either. Or Forget to Put the Chain on Baxter. Forgot to Put the Chain on Baxter. Not going to play that song either. I am, however, going to play and close off podcast number 118 with Fritter Capsule. That's right, Fritter Capsule by the Thirst and Lava Tube out of the UK, from their album The Pink Elephants with Nipples for Tusk. Thanks so much for listening. Let me know if you want to be on the email list, on the Facebook page, and on Surf Guitar 101. You can find my playlist, and by all means, leave comments. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a long-winded podcast number 118, but hope you've enjoyed the music in between my talking. Until next time, this is Clint Beachwood. This is Surf Music.